Well, I want to welcome you to our Easter communion service. And what I mean by that is we're going to take just a few moments and take communion together with saints all over the world. So if you don't have something, some elements, I just want you to know that I've got the cup and the wafer like we normally do at church, but you probably don't have these around your house. But that's okay, because if you remember, the very first communion was Jesus having a meal with his disciples. And so I just want to encourage you, you might want to pause your device if you haven't already done this, and you can just go to your kitchen and get some sort of food, maybe some bread, and some sort of drink. If you have juice or wine or water or something in your home, because that's what Jesus did at the time. He took the elements that he had and he shared about the food, the bread being his body, and the wine being his blood. So you can pause and just go get you something from the kitchen, but we're going to take communion with churches all over the world together. So let me just remind you that we're a part of a prayer movement, or another way to say it is a movement of prayer called Unite 714. And you can go to the website, unite714.com, and I've been on the phone with churches literally all over the world that are going to receive communion this weekend together as we pray together for the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our land. And so let me just share with you that that's exactly what Jesus said that night. He first took the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And when you think about that bread having stripes on it, maybe from the oven, and representing the stripes on his back. First Peter tells us by his stripes we are healed. You think about the piercing in bread sometimes. You see the holes where they pull it out of the oven or where they punch holes in it. You think about how Jesus' body was pierced. I believe this refers to the physical healing of our bodies. And we need a physical healing right now all over the world from this virus. So as we receive this bread, I want to pray for a healing and a stopping of this virus. So pray with me, please. Lord, we want to tell you thank you that your body was broken for us on the cross. And we do this now in remembrance of you joining with churches around the world, Lord. And we come together as one body and we pray for healing of this virus and healing from all the effects of this virus, the physical difficulties, the economic difficulties, the social difficulties, Lord, all of the effects of the coronavirus. We ask that you will heal our land, and we receive this bread now, remembering what you did on the cross for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take the bread or the food, whatever you have there with you. The Bible goes on to say that in the same manner he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood. This is the blood of the new covenant, which was poured out for you." And so in the same way we receive healing in our bodies, we receive healing in our souls and our spirits that were separated from God. And there's no way we could have ever bridged that gap except by the blood of Jesus. So pray with me, please. Lord, we want to tell you thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't know any other way to express our gratitude to you for shedding your blood on the cross. Thank you, Lord, that it represents the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. And so, Lord, we not only pray for a healing of our land of this virus, but we pray for a spiritual healing, a spiritual cleansing, a forgiveness of our sins as a world. Lord, we come to you and we repent and we receive the blood of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for a worldwide revival. We join this weekend with churches around the world asking you to pour a spirit of revival out on the whole world. And we do this, Lord, in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take the cup. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood and going to the cross for us. And I pray that you'll continue to pray every morning at 7:14 a.m., every evening at 7:14 p.m., and we'll pray that God will hear from heaven, will forgive our sin, and will heal our land. God bless you this weekend.